Okay, let's unpack this. We are dedicating this entire deep dive to, well, one single moment of red carpet fashion.
And we're not just looking at the glamour.
No, not at all. We're getting into the design engineering behind it. Our sources today are all about TV personality Ella Morgan's appearance at the Beauty Awards in London.
That's right. And the reaction to her arriving at City Central at the HAC was, I mean, it was unanimous. A really striking, form-fitting look.
Yeah.
But our mission here is to go past that initial wow and really dissect the customizations, the material science, and the whole brand philosophy behind that gown.
We're basically going from talking about a great outfit to discussing great engineering. And
Exactly.
when you say form-fitting, we should be clear. We are talking about latex, a
Mm-hmm.
material that, I mean, it demands absolute perfection in the fit and the structure. This wasn't just fabric draped on a body. It was a sculpture.
It was a very deliberate sculpture, a statement piece that grabs all the attention, especially because it works so perfectly with her new fiery red hair.
Right. And you've got some details on that, I think, some insider comments from the designer.
We do, yeah. Comments that reveal the whole strategy behind that color choice and why certain structural tweaks were absolutely necessary. It really helps you understand that for someone like Ella Morgan, a look like this is a calculated move.
Okay, so let's start there. Let's establish the context. Because Ella Morgan isn't exactly new to this, is she? She's not a novice when it comes to using this specific high-tension material.
Not at all. She's really, successfully positioned herself as a kind of latex trailblazer. We've seen her using it in her public image for a while now.
I remember seeing her in Honor Clothing and Jack London designs before.
Yeah, exactly. It's some pretty high-profile events. She gets the impact of the material, but she also understands the challenges that come with it.
And it says a lot about her style versatility. The sources point to one of her previous looks where she paired a high-gloss latex bodysuit with just casual denim.
And that's such a crucial detail.
Why is that so important?
Because it takes latex out of that niche of just evening wear or, fetish wear. It turns it into a real high-style part of contemporary fashion.
Yeah.
It shows a command over the material that, honestly, very few celebrities have.
She's normalizing it.
She is. She's normalizing high-gloss tension dressing.
But this latest gown, the one at the Beauty Awards, everyone's saying this is her new high watermark. The sources actually called it her most lit pick yet.
And that brings us right to the brand responsible, which is the celebrity favorite, the Scarlet Society label. Now, this is where the precision really kicks in.
Precision is the word. Because there was some confusion at first, right? Like a lot of people described the look as red hot.
They did.
But what was the actual color and why was it so specific?
Well, this is what's so fascinating. It was pure intentionality. She didn't choose a standard red. She went for a really striking, super eye-catching, bright orange pop color.
Orange. So not an accident at all. A deliberate move to just dial up the visual effect.
Precisely. Scarlett Drew, who is the owner and the designer, she confirmed this. She said Ella has a really clear vision for her red carpet looks. She sees Ella as a strong and iconic woman who always wants a bold statement piece.
And orange is the key.
The bright orange was chosen specifically to complement and sort of resonate with the intense, fiery red of her hair.
So we're talking about a curated palette. The dress wasn't just an accessory, it was mirroring her hair color. That's a huge commitment to an aesthetic.
It is.
But even with a signature gown from a top label, getting that exact fit in latex, that must require some serious customization, right?
Oh, absolutely. This was not off the rack. The designer confirmed it. While the gown was based on one of their signature designs, it was customized heavily to Ella's exact preference in color and, most importantly, in length.
Okay, let's talk about the length. Why is just changing the length of a latex gown such a big structural deal?
So the standard length for this gown is a midi. Ella requested that it be extended beyond that. She wanted a Medaxy length. Now, in a normal woven fabric, silk or wool, adding a few inches is simple.
Yeah, no big deal.
But latex is a completely different animal.
So walk us through the physics of that. What happens when you add a few extra inches of high tension material like that?
Well, latex is non-porous. It has incredibly high tensile strength. When it's on you correctly, it acts like a second skin, creating that perfect sculpted look.
Okay.
But unlike a normal stretch fabric, it has very little natural give, especially around your lower legs and knees when you go past the calf.
Right.
If you just extend the tight dress to Medaxy length, you restrict the wearer's stride to, I mean, almost nothing.
So she literally wouldn't be able to walk. She'd be shuffling a few inches at a time or risk tearing it.
Exactly that. The extra length plus that extreme form-fitting tension It just kills your mobility. So to compensate for that, to make sure she could walk gracefully down the red carpet, they had to insert a slit.
Wow, a major structural change just because of a few inches of extra material, so they added a custom back slit.
Which is such a beautiful solution. It keeps that sleek silhouette from the front and the sides, but it discreetly adds that essential mobility at the back. It's a really elegant fix.
And it seems like a solid relationship. The sources said this is the second time the label had dressed Ella.
It is. It shows a lot of trust and a proven ability to nail her very specific, very demanding vision.
And that leads us right to the core of this, the design itself. She chose the Bardot Minaxi gown. Now, the name Bardot, that immediately makes you think of a classic feminine silhouette. But what are the hidden technical secrets of that neckline?
This is where the brand is just brilliant. The Bardot is one of their most popular designs for purely structural reasons. It's not just that it looks good, it's highly engineered.
Okay, so give us the engineering takeaways. The sources say it provides a snatched hourglass figure and hugs a woman's curves. That sounds a bit like marketing speak, but in latex, those promises have real structural meaning.
They absolutely do. Because latex is so taut, when it's patterned correctly, it's basically a full-body compression garment.
Ah, I see.
That snatched hourglass effect, it's not from a soft drape. It's from high-tension patterning that physically forces the waist in and pushes the hips out. The material itself is the structure.
But the real challenge for any form-fitting gown, especially one that's off the shoulder like that, has to be support.
Precisely. And this is the key design secret that Scarlett Drew pointed out. The Bardot style has a very high back.
A high back.
It seems like a minor detail, but it makes it one of the most supportive designs they have.
Why does a high back offer so much more support in latex compared to a traditional gown that might use, say, boning or an internal corset?
Think about weight distribution. With a low back style in latex, all the tension is pulling downwards. But by keeping the back high, you maximize the vertical surface area where the material can grip the skin and engage the back muscles.
So it's creating its own counter tension.
It is. It basically creates a supportive harness using the strength of the material itself to lift and to shape everything.
So the whole garment holds itself up without needing complex internal wiring just because of the geometry of the cut and the strength of the latex.
It's architecture disguised as fashion. Drew even said this high back feature makes the Bardot design perfect for women with a bigger bust.
Right.
It gives you real lift and security without the bulk of traditional underwear, which is, I mean, it's almost impossible to wear seamlessly with latex anyway. It's the ultimate blend of high fashion and practical hidden structure.
That's the real aha moment, isn't it? The red carpet glamour is held up by some intensely specialized structural design. So we've figured out the Bardot, but this design is part of a bigger brand philosophy, isn't it?
It is. If you pull the lens back and look at the Scarlet Society label's whole aesthetic, you realize this focus on structure is their driving force. The designer explains that they focus their entire brand around three signature necklines.
Just three. That seems like a massive constraint for a luxury brand. Doesn't that risk, design fatigue or limiting your customer base?
That's a fair question, but their philosophy seems to be mastery over novelty. By focusing on just three core silhouettes, they can perfect them. They can achieve this incredible degree of customization within those styles.
So it's a design language built on reliability.
And structural expertise. And those three icons are the Bardot, which we just discussed, the Monroe, and the Fawcett.
All three are these powerful, instantly recognizable symbols of style and elegance.
Exactly. The designer confirmed they named the necklines after them to really underscore that the brand is built on timelessness, not on some fleeting micro trend you see for 5 minutes.
So their new collections aren't about reinventing the wheel every season.
No, not at all. They describe their new collections as an evolution, not a revolution. The core necklines, Bardot, Monroe, Fawcett, they stay the same,
Yeah.
but they innovate by changing the length, the design elements, the color combos, and critically, the material applications.
Okay, let's talk about those material applications. You said they use some unique mixing techniques. What does that actually look like?
You can see it in collections like SONDNUDS, La Vie en Rose, Ocean Eyes. The technique is all about combining translucent latex with opaque blocks of color or with monochrome finishes.
What kind of visual effect does that create? Mixing translucent with opaque latex.
It creates this dimension and depth that you just don't get with single-color latex. By using translucent sections, maybe in softer colors or nudes, it plays with light and shadow. It gives the illusion of sheerness or skin, even though there's still high-tension material there.
I see.
The designer calls the effect captivating and alluring.
So the label is constantly pushing the technical limits of the material, how it can be stretched, supported, layered all, while keeping the integrity of these three classic proven shapes. That's actually a very smart business model.
It really is, tying innovation directly to recognized historical elegance.
And if we bring it all back to Ella Morgan's dress, it's the perfect synergy of all of that.
It is. It had the established, supportive history of the Bardot neckline. It had the unique custom element of that bright orange to match her whole persona.
Yeah.
And it had that critical engineering fix the back slit to make a demanding length actually work for a real-life event.
This deep dive really just underlines that a celebrity fashion choice, especially with a material like latex, is this complex negotiation between a personal vision and what's structurally possible.
Mm.
Ella Morgan cemented her status as a trailblazer because she had that strong vision, and she found a designer who could execute it with a custom, supportive, architecturally sound design.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture for you, I mean, what we've learned today really highlights the super specialized skills you need in modern high fashion. What looks deceptively simple and smooth on a red carpet is actually the result of intense collaboration, precise engineering, and a deep history embedded in the design itself.
The legacy of icons like Bardot, Monroe, and Fawcett living on. So here's a final thought. Next time you see a celebrity in a stunningly sleek, form-fitting gown, remember the history and the structure that's hiding right under the shine. Consider that the cut, the high back, or the length weren't just aesthetic choices. They were architectural decisions made to make sure the garment was functional and flawless.
That structural secret is what makes the difference. It's the difference between just a trendy outfit and a truly lasting, iconic fashion moment.